This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. You get to see Mary Lee with AltaPoint. She is not only a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, but a U.S. Army vet. And we thank her for her service and continued service. Thank you.
Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, and we talked about this before, but people didn't hear us. How you got in and how you ended up finding yourself in the Army and then in Iraq as well.
Right. So I was already graduated college and was working in the professional field. This was prior to my nursing career. So in 2007, I just decided I wanted to join the Army. So I enlisted in the Army instead of going the officer route, even though I had a degree.
Yeah, I was wondering, you graduated already. Yeah. Why didn't you go officer side?
I tell people I wanted to have fun first. And there was nothing at that time I wanted to do as an officer because I wasn't a nurse yet. So I went enlisted and was a photojournalist. And not long after getting out of training, I quickly deployed to Iraq for a year.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of people that might not have planned on that, right?
It was not in the plan initially.
No. And next thing you know, you're doing photojournalist work, but you're doing it in theater.
Right. And so that's how I came across the combat support hospitals there and realized I did still want to go into nursing, which had kind of always been a dream of mine. And so that's when I decided to come home and go back to school and become an Army nurse.
There's nurses are an admirable thing to do, but the nurses that are operating in theater like that is, I mean, nursing is high stress as it is. That's even higher stress.
It is. And you are, as a Army nurse, you are that service member's family while they're there. It's not like at home where your family can visit you in the hospital.
Yeah.
So you're not only their nurse, but you're also your fellow service members. You're their family. You're everything for them at that moment.
Do you think that's what led you to, because being there and seeing that, those people are obviously treating wounds we can see, but they're in a way counseling. Right?
Right.
And dealing with people's mental health.
Exactly. And the two always go together.
How's that?
There's always going to be a mental health aspect. For example, if you have a wound that's life-changing, it could lead to anxiety or depression, or especially if it was a service-related injury, PTSD from the incident that caused the injury. So they always go together and they're interconnected.
You know, we mentioned before how there could be a delay sometimes. People get done and they get back home. And maybe it's been latent, but things will manifest themselves. You talk to veterans that it's 2 or 3 years sometimes before these things really start to take a toll on them.
Exactly. A lot of times you don't see the anxiety, the stress, the PTSD, until you have some sort of major life event or a life crisis and your body reacts to that, such as, you know, job change or some change in your family. And it can take you back to that moment of when you were in the service of not having control over your situation at that time. And that's when you start seeing some of those symptoms.
Like, and let's talk about those for veterans themselves, or like so many things we talk about. Those of us that are our friends and loved ones or veterans, what do you watch out for? What are signs?
One of the biggest signs is any kind of obvious personality change, whether it be withdrawing from the family. That's always a big one. If you notice sudden onset of anxiety or depression, it can be external things such as increased use of alcohol or drugs. Those are always good warning signs. And obviously thoughts of harm to self.
Mm-hmm.
You want to, you know, assess if they're having any kind of suicidal thoughts.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's something I learned from my friends who are vets and the group surrounding, that for us, that are loved ones or friends, asking it, you know, I thought asking for a long time, I was like, don't ask. That'll put the idea in their head. And that got shut down for me because my people said, by the time you ask, they thought it's okay to ask.
Right. Because sometimes it's very hard to come out and tell somebody that you're having those thoughts. And so sometimes if somebody just asks you the question and they feel comfortable around you, they'll be more likely to open up because they know that by asking the question, you're ready to receive that answer and mm-hmm. you're ready to help.
So, I mean, that part of it is, yeah, because, I mean, veterans that haven't asked for help, maybe this is the catalyst to get them to ask for help.
Right. Exactly.
And what's available mental health wise? Like, what do y'all do for veterans at Alta Point? Like, maybe walk me through a scenario of here's different paths you can take.
The first step would be to call the Access to Care line, and you would be set up for just a basic intake. And from there, you'll meet with a mental health professional. And there's so many different programs out there if you need help with, you know, establishing therapy or needing to be put on medications. We can help with more social aspects such as housing. We have a program to help patients and veterans find jobs. So there's all kinds of different programs out there for the vets, but it takes that first phone call.
You know, some of the things you mentioned too, watching, those are curative in their own way. Talk about the job thing, and I've watched this. It becomes y'all's mission.
Right.
Y'all are tuned in, like every vet I know. It's about mission. And you find the right job, that becomes mission. Is that fair? Like somebody who comes home and they don't have something to do, it leaves them in a very dark place. All of a sudden they get a job and that they feel it's a mission. And you see that, like, that changes their outlook.
It does. Everyone needs some sort of purpose. And whether that's a job or family, you know, military members, we're used to keeping schedules and having accountability and needing to be there for other people. So in that way, we want to be busy. We want to be needed. So job opportunities are crucial. Also, it helps build the service member back up, letting them know there are things they can do outside of the military. There's jobs on the civilian side that sometimes they can use their military skills in order to do those civilian jobs.
Okay. So you mentioned Access to Care line. Somebody's riding down the road, but what would they Google or something, like if they didn't, you know, they're not sitting here scribbling stuff down, Mary. What are they?
Right. If you just Google Alta Point Access to Care, the main page will come up and it'll have on our website, it'll have the phone number right there. It'll also list 988 and other emergency numbers. The suicide hotline is 988. So a lot of important information there.
Okay, so you check them out there, and I appreciate your service and your continued service.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Mary Lee, U.S. Army veteran and a member of the team at Alta Point Health. Paul Feinbaum Show on the way next. See you tomorrow.